And for more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, where CBS News Foreign Affairs Analyst Pamela Falk is standing by. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So what bound Iran to live by the terms of that agreement once the United States pulled out?
Hi, Rebecca. It basically was trade with the rest of the partners, with the European Union partners, and that has been fairly substantial. France and Germany and Britain, they've all continued to trade, strongly supporting the Iran nuclear deal despite the U.S. withdrawal. Now, that became a little more difficult when the U.S. put secondary sanctions on these countries and put really very tight sanctions that squeezed Iran to not be able to trade. So that is one issue. Then, of course, as you had said just before in the package, this also comes at a time when there were apparent attacks on oil tankers in the Middle East. Now, this comes after the Iranians said they would close the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz if they couldn't trade through it and if they couldn't trade their oil. And this is where a fifth of the world's oil, crude oil, passes, and perhaps even larger in other products. And so all of these things put together, the European Union foreign ministers met today. They said that they're not sure of if the Iran accusation that they were behind these tanker assaults, but they also are looking to continue to trade. And what's worrying everybody is this announcement this morning by Tehran's nuclear chief that in the next 10 days, what you just said, that would happen, that Iran would breach its amount of enrichment. And that means it goes much faster than what was expected, that it would pass the production of low-enriched uranium past this 300-kilogram limit on July 27th.
And what is the danger?
It could be next week.
What is the danger of that, Pamela?
The danger of that is it is right at the edge, at the border of what they can use for nuclear weapons. So that enriched uranium is enough for power plants and in peaceful purposes, and the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said last month there was some kind of additional enrichment, but they also said they have remained within these limits. The danger here is that it's right on the border of what they would then need for the enrichment that's needed for nuclear weapons. And so that is the total breach of the 2015 nuclear deal, and that would mean they're coming back to what you and I talked about so many times a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, that, oh, they're testing this and they're testing that. And the fear was at the time that Iran would develop nuclear weapons. So part of the issue is the nuclear agreement of 2015 kept them from that, as much as President Trump said it was flawed. Now it's heading for Iran threatening, and it may be to just make sure the European partners come back and stand up for the trade that they are continuing to have with Iran. But if it's not, it means that Iran's heading for a violation of the 2015 nuclear accord, and that they can go ahead and try to develop nuclear weapons, and that's a threat to Israel and other regional partners.
Thank you very much for the time. That's CBS News Foreign Affairs Analyst Pam Falk.